What is time? On one hand, it seems obvious, right? This happens, the next thing happens, the next thing happens. You're on this direction. Time has an arrow. But astrophysicists tell us that time really is just a mental construct. It doesn't exist in reality. Philosophers for thousands of years have tried to define time without any success. Einstein very famously said that time is relative. And every six-year-old knows that's true because these days before Christmas, time goes slower and slower, and we don't think it's ever going to get here. But when Jesus is talking about time today, he talks about it in terms that we're familiar with, that there's a past, there's a present, and there's a future. That seems like a good common sense way of thinking about it. Jesus talks about the past when he refers to this beautiful temple that's all adorned, and yes, we have this heritage that we came from. Jesus gives this rather scary portrait of the future, which has wars and insurrections and plague and earthquakes and famine and persecution. But Jesus puts his emphasis, as he puts it, on perseverance, on living with courage and fidelity every day in the present tense. Well, if that's the approach of the Lord, let's let that be our approach today. How do we live in time, aware of the past, present, and future, but at the same time putting the emphasis, putting your concentration on present tense living? And let's see if we can apply that to several arenas of life, the arenas of our nation, of our church, and of ourselves. Well, when we think about maybe one of the big national issues, it has to do with our environment, right? And so we have all of these worries about what's going on with climate change. And so obsessing about the past, though, really doesn't help all that much. Hey, Boomer. Thanks for ruining our world for us. By wanting cheap electricity, you burnt all that coal, and then you wanted your own car, so you gave us this gas guzzler, and you like eating meat, so the atmosphere is filled with methane. Thanks, Boomer. Not that helpful to think about that. And really, it's not all that helpful to think about the future. Oh my goodness, the ice caps are melting. Ah! Sea levels are rising. Ah! What are we going to do when all these storms increase? Well, what's coming is coming, and our obsessing about it is not going to change what's coming. But what we can do is concentrate on the present. Live in the present tense. We can reduce our own carbon footprint. We can make our shopping very consciously aware that we're not supposed to be using all this plastic. We can look at the issues so that we vote for those candidates who care about the earth. Not the past, not the future, but the present is the arena of action. And when we think about the church, we think about St. James Church. The same rules apply. We can certainly get upset about the past. They took our windows from us. They tore down our church. They promised they would give us a new building. Well, that was then. And we can be anxious about the future when we hear about Renew My Church. Are they going to make us merge with somebody else? Are they going to close down our little small parish here? Are they going to destroy this community that we built up? Being anxious about the future isn't going to help us that much either. But what we can do is live in the present tense and make this church what it can be. We can make it a place where we gather and worship and praise and deepen our spirituality. We can live as people who are hospitable and welcoming. We can be inviting to those who need to experience God's grace and peace. We can reach out a hand to our neighbors who are suffering and hurting. We can be responsible as a people for this community. Not the past, not the future, but in the present tense is the place to be church. And in our own selves, that same rule applies. I think anybody over age 6 has regrets. Not just a few, as Frank Sinatra would tell you, but many regrets. You know, I'm sure that you all have regrets about things you have done, regrets about things done to you, regrets about what you should have done, regrets about what you shouldn't have done. But that's the past. Go to confession, be forgiven, make peace with it. And we all have cares about the future. Am I going to stay healthy? Am I starting to lose my memory? Do I have enough for my retirement? Is this the right major for me? What's my career path? Will I find someone to live with? Well, as the old song goes, que sera, sera, what will be, will be. We don't know what the future holds. But we do live in the present tense. And that's the arena of action. We can live with confidence because we're going to say our prayers every day. We're going to use our gifts and talents as best we can. We're going to make choices that flow out of our values and our ideals. We're going to have a hand outstretched to someone in need. We're going to be busy and not busybodies, as St. Paul puts it in the epistle. So, by living in the present tense, with faith and courage, we know that God will be able to heal our past and that our future is secure. Jesus gives this kind of frightening story of the future with an appendix where he says, you know, by perseverance, you will change your life. Perseverance, hanging in there, keeping on, keeping on. Tenacity, grit. It's by perseverance, by living each day as best you can, that you save your life. The story is that Thomas Edison found 1,000 ways not to make a light bulb before he finally found the way to make a light bulb. And because he had that persistence, we don't have to sit around in the dark. And I think that's a good image for us to have. If we are persistent, we too will be able to live our present tense walking in the light. Amen. Amen.